And there are many other minor ones, but the three major disputes, all of which have left an imprint till our day. And the disputes were really in the nature of defining the role of the Gaon, the role of the religious leader versus the secular leader, the role of Babylonia versus all of the other communities of the exile, and the role of the Rabbonim versus the Karoyim. Those were the main issues, and he had something to say on all of these issues. And not only something to say, but he was an antagonist that was tenacious, persevered, saw to it that at the end he would prevail. Rabbeinu Sadia gained his first and greatest notoriety regarding a dispute that arose concerning what day of the week Rosh Hashanah would fall in the year 843. I'm sorry, the year 863. I don't want to go into the mathematics of it because my secret favorite thing in life is mathematics, but suffice it to say that the Hebrew calendar is adjustable. I think I've discussed this with you before. It can be adjusted. And on the basis of certain adjustments, there can arise differences of a day, 2 days. And the question was, who had the right to adjust the calendar? Now, there existed in the land of Israel at this time a yeshiva headed by a man called Ben Meir. And Ben Meir, for one reason or another, wanted to reestablish the primacy of Eretz Yisrael over Bavel. Now, from the time that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died, from about the year 220 onwards, Bavel was supreme over Eretz Yisrael in terms of the yeshivas, in terms of scholarship, in terms of wealth, in terms of the Jewish community, in any measurable term. And even though Bavel deferred to Eretz Yisrael out of its love of Eretz Yisrael, as a practical matter, Bavel ran the show. Babylonia was the home of the Jewish people. It was the central address. It was the place where the halacha came from. So even though it may say that Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that the Torah comes from Zion, but during this 350-year, 400, 500, 600-year period, the center of Torah was in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. For reasons that are not clear to us, and I would prefer not going into them, because most of the scholars impute very personal motives to this attempt, Ben Meir felt that Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, was entitled to leadership of the Jewish community. He felt that it certainly was entitled to leadership as far as the calendar was concerned, because there is a school of thought in halacha, and the Rambam himself mentions it later, a few centuries later, that says that our entire calendar is based on the premise that there is a Jewish entity in the land of Israel. According to this school of thought, if God forbid there would not be 10 Jews in the land of Israel, then the calendar would be over. The fact that we have it calculated perfectly and can plan it out for thousands of years does not change the fact that it requires that a Jewish entity in Israel every month renew the calendar. That's the basis of this school of thought in halacha. And therefore, this school of thought requires that 10 Jews be present in the land of Israel. The Rambam himself quotes in one of his letters that that's one of the enduring proofs, he says, to God's protection over the Jewish people, to God's divine hand which saves us, is the fact that there always has been a Jewish community in the land of Israel.